Here's something a little disturbing we've noticed. There have been a lot of building collapses in the past few weeks. There were major ones in Lebanon, Brazil, and Pakistan. Each incident was different, but not all that different, as the world's Alex Galifant reports.
The building that collapsed in Lahore, Pakistan, and killed more than 20 people was a factory. It's thought it was brought down by an exploding boiler. The building that collapsed in Beirut killed at least 25 people. A couple of theories for its collapse. Maybe cracks in the building were made worse by heavy rain, or perhaps its foundations were weakened by nearby construction. In any case, for the professionals, a building collapse is one of the worst things that can happen.
To those of us in the building trade, it's quite scary, is the understatement.
Cameron Sinclair is one of the founders of the non-profit group Architecture for Humanity. For him, what's scary is rarely the design of buildings. Rather, it's how those designs are constructed.
The quality of construction is actually diminishing greatly. I mean, there was a time when we as architects would deal with a whole system of master craftsmen who would be working on the finite details of a building. Now, it's kind of like the McDonald's of building, and it's a lot of kind of cookie cutter, dropped in solutions that are done to maximize profit locally.
That may be true, but that doesn't account for the building stock the world already has. The factory that collapsed in Pakistan was about 25 years old. The Lebanese building dated from the 1920s. And so in these cases, it's more a matter of upkeep and regulation. In the case of Beirut, one commentator suggested that the fact that old laws keep some rents very low means landlords don't spend money on standard safety inspections. And it's problems with enforcing the rules that Christopher Gaffney thinks is to blame for recent building collapses in Brazil. In Rio de Janeiro, a 20-story building collapsed onto two smaller buildings, both of which also went down. Gaffney's an architecture professor there, and he notes that Brazil has a long and proud tradition of structural engineering.
So this was a bit of a surprise, and it's turned into a tourist attraction of sorts. But in terms of a shock at the falling apart of public infrastructure, I would say that people were not terribly surprised.
Gaffney sees cracks not in Rio's buildings so much as in the city's civic infrastructure. No one's stepping up to take the blame.
The mayor doesn't want to take responsibility. The governor doesn't want to take responsibility. The engineering firms don't want to take it. And so this is a concern of mine in general for the way that the World Cup is going to be run.
Ah, yes, that's the Soccer World Cup in 2014, an event that's only going to increase the stress on Rio de Janeiro. But Rio's problems are big and systemic, and Gaffney doesn't see the city's leaders tackling them.
When you have a big event coming in and you have these gross failures of public administration, you expose yourself to international coverage and you expose your weaknesses.
Anywhere in the world, developing big systems takes a long time, whether it's building a culture of responsibility or a well-regulated inspection regime or a seamless construction process. Maybe, says Cameron Sinclair at Architecture for Humanity, that's why it's easier to blame fate when things go wrong.
When we assume it's a freak accident, we dismiss it and we just ignore it.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.